Nolte, Smoking Gun email shows Joe Biden did meet with Sun Hunter's Ukraine partners. By John Nolte on October 14, 2020. A Smoking Gun email obtained by the New York Post shows Joe Biden lied when he said he has never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. According to an email dated April 17, 2015, Biden, who was then the sitting vice president, met in person with Vadim Pasherskyy, an advisor to the board of Burisma. Burisma is the sketchy Ukrainian energy company that put Hunter Biden on its board and paid him a reported $50,000 a month, even though Hunter has no known energy sector experience and doesn't speak any of the languages spoken in that country. The date of the email is important. The meeting between Pasherskyy and the then vice president would have taken place 8 months before Biden threatened to withhold U.S. aid from Ukraine unless the country agreed to fire a prosecutor who was looking into Burisma. The prosecutor was fired. In 2018, Biden bragged to the Council on Foreign Relations about how he got the prosecutor fired. I looked at them and said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. And the investigation into Burisma was shut down. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to DC and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure, the Smoking Gun email from Pasherskyy reads. This isn't the first piece of evidence that proves Joe Biden lied when he claimed I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Later last year, a photograph was released of Joe Biden on the golf course with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, who sat on Burisma's board. The photo was taken in April of 2014 when Joe Biden was vice president, and just 2 years before Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid unless Ukraine fired the prosecutor looking into a company paying his son $50,000 a month. Pretty obvious how this works. Burisma puts Hunter on its board. Pays him $50,000 a month, even though he has no experience in the energy sector, even though he doesn't speak the language. That money sure paid off. Oh, boy, did it ever. Direct access to the Vice President of the United States. The very man with the juice to threaten Ukraine if they don't fire the guy looking into the company. And according to Biden himself, that's exactly what he did. He threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid unless the prosecutor looking into his own son's company was fired. According to the Post, the emails were obtained after someone left a water-damaged MacBook Pro laptop at a computer repair shop. Whoever allegedly left it never paid for the repair or came back to get it. The computer was dropped off at a repair shop in Biden's home state of Delaware in April 2019, according to the store's owner, the Post reports. Also on the laptop is a raunchy, 12-minute video that appears to show Hunter, who's admitted struggling with addiction problems, smoking crack while engaged in a sex act with an unidentified woman, as well as numerous other sexually explicit images. The repair shop owner could not confirm the laptop owner was Hunter Biden, but there was a sticker on the laptop from the Beau Biden Foundation. Along with the video are documents and photos that sure make it look like this was Hunter's laptop. The FBI seized the laptop in December, but not before the repair shop owner made a copy of the hard drive. He then gave the copy to former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello. Just this week we learned that Joe Biden's son-in-law Howard Crane is chief medical officer for a firm called Startup Health, an investment firm looking to invest in products to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. At the same time, Crane is advising the Biden campaign on the coronavirus, a stunning conflict of interest, so stunning the far-left Politico reported on it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.